Yeah, basically they discussed about the implementation of the peace agreement that was signed on the 12th of September 2018. And the key issues that were discussed were about the various violations that have been done by the various parties. Mm-hmm. And also we looked at the compliance of the parties to the agreement. We looked at the issue of child soldiers, since we noted that some warring parties still have child soldiers, though others are claiming that they have them as orphans.
Mm-hmm.
Then also there are other key issues that we discussed about, the issue of disengagement. We also looked at the freezing of forces, and various other issues were discussed as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, talking about the issues of violations, particularly what stood out, where were some of the, concerned violations taking place?
Yeah, you know, we have 12 MVTs, those are monitoring and verification teams in various parts of the country that are being affected by the conflict. So in those particular areas, we find that there are violations. And to mention but a few, like in areas like the Yei River State,
mm-hmm.
whereby NAS is engaged with SSPDF, though NAS is not a signatory to the revitalized agreement, but the coming in of SSPDF, we see it as a violation of the peace agreement. Then in some other areas, you find that there's still SGBV, mm-hmm. like in Bentiu area, whereby it is alleged that some women were abused, and mm-hmm. some other areas as well.
You said alleged. I mean, has CITSAM not confirmed this? And if you haven't confirmed, why is it called a violation?
Well, we call it a violation because the reporting is still going on.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it is an allegation. Once it is confirmed, that's how it comes out to be the violation.
Yes, and before we go into details of this conversation, just remind us of some of the mandate of CITSAM.
The mandate of CITSAM is to monitor, verify, report compliance and non-compliance of the revitalized peace agreement.
Okay, so that's what a CITSAM does. Now, when we talk about this particular technical meeting, obviously you mentioned about some violations, but also we do believe there's some progress that has been made so far. Can you tell us some of this progress?
Yeah, like the issue of humanitarian access, there has been a great improvement about it, because according to the reports that were received, compared to the previous times when those humanitarian access was an issue and they were not complying with it, we see it scaling down from December up to January, from the last CTC up to the current CTC that was held previously on the 4th to 5th of February. We see it scaling down.
All right, let's talk about the board meeting and the technical meeting, basically. When is the next board meeting, and what's the difference between the board meeting and the technical meeting?
The board meeting will be held on the 26th of February 2019
mm-hmm.
here in Juba, and the CTC will also be held again on the 2nd and 4th of
March.
Of April.
April, okay.
I mean of January, I mean February.
Okay.
This year.
Okay. So what's the difference between the board meeting and the technical meeting?
Well, the composition is the one that makes the difference.
What about the composition?
The members that are within the CTC are different from the members that are within the board meeting.
And what is the board meeting all about? What do they discuss?
They also discuss the issues of the revitalized peace agreement.
All right. Let's talk about, as we look at the CITSAM technical committee meeting that just happened here in Juba, funding for deployment of local observers came out as a strong point in the meeting. Why is the fund not there, and who is supposed to be funding?
Well, the agreement did not stipulate clearly where the funding should be coming from. CITSAM tried to engage the donors, and they have failed to come up with a budget to fund the monitors. So CITSAM MVM, with its initiative, it involved the NPTC, which promised to fund it, and a budget has been to send to them, and we are still waiting for the outcome.
And how is this going to affect your work as CITISAM?
Well, it's going to affect our work as CITISAM because during verification exercise that is ongoing according to the peace agreement, you find that when you go to some parties, some warring parties, to verify the forces, they normally say they cannot verify, allow them to verify their forces without the presence of the national monitors, saying that the reports would be one-sided.
And talking about CITISAM, we do understand at the moment it's not yet fully reconstituted as stipulated in the Revitalized Peace Agreement. Why is this so, and who is missing to make it fully reconstituted?
The national monitors.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't have national monitors in the CITISAM at the moment.
At the moment, though they are already trained and on standby. If the funds come in, because we've already secured their accommodation in the UNMISS compound. So as soon as the funds come in, that would cater for their insurance as well as their out-of-pocket allowance, then they will be deployed.
Otherwise, at the moment, it's not fully reconstituted because of the national monitors. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, because of the national monitors.
Great. Now, talking about CITISAM, let's look at the next, you did mention the next technical committee meeting will take place at the end of this month or early next month. What are some of the issues that will be discussed? What next for CITISAM?
Yeah, the issues that will be discussed, we shall come up with, you know, that according to the previous one that was held on the 4th and 5th of February, there are some key issues that came up. And of course, we have to use it as a continuing process to ensure that we answer those questions that were raised and required an update. Still, the issues of verification will come up, the issue of national monitors in case they will not have been deployed as yet.
Yes, and just a few, let's say, a few weeks ago, there was an incident in Luri where CITISAM monitors were trying to go there, and you know, there were reports of harassment, and they were undressed, and they were arrested and detained there for quite some time. Tell us about the Luri investigation. How far has it gone so far?
The matter was forwarded to the transitional government of national unity, and they promised to carry out an investigation and give a report to the public as well as to CITISAM MVM.
Yes, and still no reports up to now?
No reports as well.
When are we expecting the reports to come out?
I can't be certain.
All right. Sarah, just before you go, what will be your final remarks? What message could you like to give out there when it comes to, you know, the work of CITISAM and how you like the public to relate to CITISAM?
Well, we would like to reiterate that the work is impartial, of CITISAM is impartial, professional and thorough manner to investigate alleged breaches of the permanent ceasefire transition security arrangement on the basis of credit information and complaints submitted by the parties and others as stipulated in Chapter 2 of the Revitalized Agreement.
Major Sarah,